This is In Focus on WSIU. Southern Illinois ornithologist and ecologist Mike Baltz is back with his monthly look at the natural history of this place we call home.
One of my favorite nature things about September is watching all of the butterflies and hummingbirds in my backyard. The big swallowtails are the most conspicuous of the butterflies, and they are regular visitors to the zinnia patch in my garden. But the monarchs are the A-list visitors. And the hummingbirds, having raised their young of the year, literally swarm my hummingbird feeders. Sitting on my back deck just about any time of the day in September, I am treated to a show of flutterbys by the big butterflies and the zooms and chases of a dozen ruby-throated hummingbirds. Regarding the butterfly visitors to my garden, the black and yellow eastern tiger swallowtails are unmistakable. These big, beautiful butterflies have short adult stages, living only a week or two, during which time they are focused on finding a mate and laying eggs to start the next generation. Our September swallowtails represent a second or even third generation of the year. Their eggs, laid in September, will hatch in 4 to 10 days, but the fall caterpillars will overwinter in a chrysalis stage and emerge as adults in the spring. The regal monarch butterfly has a much more complicated fall to winter to spring story. The monarch butterflies in southern Illinois in September are headed ultimately to Mexico, where they will overwinter as adults in a handful of alpine forests in the Sierra Madre Mountains. Unfortunately, the monarch butterfly population has declined more than 80% since the 1990s, due mostly to the loss of habitats necessary for breeding, migrating, and overwintering. And these days, seeing just a few monarchs in my garden is notable. The good news is that concerned citizens can do their part to help monarchs in a variety of ways, including planting milkweeds to support monarch caterpillars and having flowers available in the fall for migrating monarch butterflies to feed on. Of course, there are many other species of September butterflies to be found in southern Illinois, and to help identify them, I highly recommend using the very helpful and easy-to-use Butterflies of Illinois Field Guide by Michael Jeffords, Susan Post, and James Weicker. While neither a butterfly nor a hummingbird, the hummingbird moths in my garden in September represent a notable segue between butterflies and hummingbirds. They hover over flowers with wing beats as fast as a hummingbird's and use their tongues like a butterfly to gather nectar. Interestingly, the caterpillar form of one species of hummingbird moth is familiar to many gardeners as the hated tomato hornworm. So maybe remember that the next time you cuss one of those big green caterpillars for denuding your tomato plants. Regarding actual hummingbirds, did you know that there are only hummingbirds in the Americas? So no hummingbirds in Europe or Africa or Asia? And did you know that of the 366 recognized species of hummingbirds, we only have the ruby-throated in the eastern United States? That being said, we do have lots of ruby-throated hummingbirds in southern Illinois. And in September, I know folks that go through gallons of sugar water a day feeding them. Literally, the more feeders you put out, the more hummingbirds seem to show up. I can actually get a little anxious watching hummingbird feeders because there is just so much chasing. And chivalry among hummingbirds in the fall is apparently dead because males seem to always be chasing females away from the food. Of course, the pre-migration feeding frenzy is necessary because these birds, the tiniest of the world's birds, will ultimately undertake a migration to Mexico that includes a non-stop trans-Gulf flight of several hundred miles. In the end, friends, While for me September can be a melancholy time of the year in my garden, with the fruits and vegetables and flowers of summer fading, watching the colorful butterflies and hummingbirds and helping them prepare for winter never fails to lift my spirits.
That's Southern Illinois ornithologist Mike Baltz. Nature Notebook is a regular monthly feature on WSIU.